the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the big blast of snow we were supposed to get didn't turn out to be the monster that we were told it was going to be. Kept snow on the ground, though. But hopefully it'll be the last of it until October. All right. Number two, Governor Whitmer seems to refuse to take responsibility for her breaking her own rules. And a new report shows the cost of the lockdown in Michigan, according to the Mackinac Center, a lot worse than we realized. Let's get right to it. From the Mackinac Center comes this report. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy estimates that more than 64,000 jobs lost during the second lockdown imposed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer last winter. Now, keep in mind, other states didn't do such aggressive lockdowns. Other states, like Florida, where Governor Gretchen Whitmer mocked the governor there and then traveled there anyway in violation of her own demands to see her father, while people in Michigan were not allowed to see their loved ones. Chris Douglas, an economist at the University of Michigan, authored a report and examined employment figures in the bar and restaurant industry. The report shows that Michigan's employment decline during the lockdown was significantly more than any other neighboring state. After several weeks of rising COVID positive tests and deaths, Governor Whitmer issued a pause to save lives, she called it. The order went into effect on November 18th. It prohibited indoor. You remember this happened just before Thanksgiving. November 18th prohibited indoor dining at restaurants and bars, banned in-person instruction for high schools and colleges, closed bowling alleys and movie theaters. COVID-19 cases began falling before the order ever even went into effect. But it was in place for a very long time. Then she gradually lifted some restrictions, but the ban on indoor dining remained in effect until February. From October of 2020 to January of 2021, jobs in Michigan's restaurants and bars dropped by 23%. The bulk of these job losses occurred immediately after the order went into effect. 50,000 jobs lost just in time for Christmas, just in time for Thanksgiving. 50,000 jobs lost between November and December of 2020. And the suggestion is that most of those people remained unemployed for months. Some still are because some of those restaurants went out of business. Illinois banned indoor dining during the same period. Employment there only fell by 15%. Pennsylvania briefly banned indoor dining, and employment there fell by only 7%. States that did not prohibit indoor dining, like Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin, saw drops of 5% or less. And the difference, according to this report from the Mackinac Center, is quite telling. The difference between these states and Michigan, a direct consequence of the orders of Governor Gretchen Whitmer because she was following the science. She was following the science. The initial lockdown and stay-at-home orders at the beginning of the pandemic in March also negatively impacted restaurant employment. Restaurant employment is one of the best places for people like single moms to make a good living, to support a family. It's one of the best places for college kids and people getting started in their lives to have a job. And that industry was devastated by this governor. The Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association whimpered a little, but put up not much of a fight. Lost one lawsuit and waved the white flag. The report also shows there was little statistical relationship between lockdown severity and declining COVID-19 numbers. There it is, my friends, as I have been telling you. And it's appearing in print again, justifying exactly what I have told you for a year now. There is little statistical relationship between locking down and the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths. The idea that the CDC would again tell Michigan to lock down is unbelievable. When comparing Michigan to other Great Lakes states, the pattern of daily fatalities are similar. Despite the different types of restrictions put in place, there is, however, a strong statistical relationship between lockdowns and unemployment. A strong statistical... There's the science. There's the science. If you lock people down, you destroy their jobs. We can clearly see the cost of the shutdowns have been devastating, said Chris Douglas, author of the study. Unfortunately, the shutdown did not provide any noticeable benefit that could justify the massive cost to the jobs and livelihoods of Michigan's citizens. And I strongly suggest you go to Mackinac.org, read this. You can find a link to the entire study as well. Again, Chris Douglas is an economist at the University of Michigan, Flint. And the takeaway line, again, is this. There is a strong statistical relationship between lockdowns and unemployment. We can clearly see the costs of the shutdowns have been devastating. The shutdown, however, did not appear to provide any noticeable benefits that could justify the massive cost of jobs and livelihoods of Michigan citizens. Thank you, Governor. Thank you, Governor Whitmer. Glad you were able to travel. Glad you were able to continue to get a paycheck while others were destroyed. There it is, the Mackinac Center. I think we should have somebody on from the Mackinac Center to talk about that as soon as possible. Still to come on the program today, Congresswoman Kat Kamick of Florida will be here. You'll like her. The Biden administration's canceling the food box program in the biggest time of need. The food box program was this program put out by the Trump administration to do a couple of things. First, help American farmers. Second, help Americans in general. The Biden administration is canceling that. But straight ahead, Ron Rademacher will be here. So we'll get a chance to take a deep breath and, you know, cleanse ourselves a little bit. Speaking of food, don't forget PatriotFoods.com. I know you hear me mention it, but it's so important. Michigan company, an American company, working with only American farmers, putting American produce on your table tonight. Anywhere in America, shipped for free. Fresh, frozen, depending on the season, plus meat and cheese from the Amish. And a brand new steak deal, I hear, is coming together. Real beef. From PatriotFoods.com. If you haven't checked it out, I ask you, why not? I'm asking you, why not? Check it out, PatriotFoods.com. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you over. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems. Visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.